Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
All right, Seamus, you went down to Whitegate yesterday. What time are you down there? What did you see? We'll play the audio then.
Well, I went down last evening at about 6:30, 7 o'clock, and there were quite a number of trucks and tractors lining the main street in Whitegate. Then there, as you're going up into the oil refinery, there were trucks and tractors blocking both the front entrance and back entrance to the oil refinery.
Does that mean that no tankers can go in or out, get oil and leave?
No. Yesterday at about 4:30, I'm told that the blockage was put on, and in the space of the 3 hours window that I was there was 4 oil tankers were turned around. One was parked up in the village as I went in, probably waiting to see if they would disband and they could go in and get their fuel. But I'm hearing this morning that there are a number of stations around East Cork and West Waterford that are without fuel.
And you're saying that's a consequence of what happened yesterday, where some are rationing fuel now and others have run out?
Well, you have to look at it. They have blocked Whitegate, they've blocked Foynes in Limerick and Galway, which results in 50% of the country's fuel. Out of Whitegate Oil Refinery, there's 40% of the country's fuel and kerosene come. So these stations operate on a kind of a daily basis. They would either get a top up of fuel or maybe every few days. So they're now feeling that restriction now this morning.
Okay, let's have a listen to yesterday's audio.
Fitzsimmons, I run East Ferry Farm. I have a van on the road with white diesel. Fuel is a major part of bills and to everybody. Without it increasing, it's a huge cost. But now it's astronomical. Like, we can't continue putting our hands in our pockets for everything, you know. Nobody wants to be down here tonight. I know loads of people down here that they do business with me and I do business with them. None of them want to be down here. But how many of us will be down here this time next year when people start going out of business? You know, the government need to listen to the people. The people is people that put them there, and these people want someone to run the country. But which way do we want to run it? Do we want to run it into the ground, or do we want to run it for the greater, the next generation?
100% support them. Desperate measures. It's desperate times. Desperate measures to try and improve things. The government made a statement today that they're not going to reduce any tax on the fuels, which is a disgrace.
There's a fear now that in a few days you're going to run out of fuel to put into your bikes.
Yeah, I'm willing to live with that if it gets sorted. As far as I know, the oil companies have been rationed since Monday out of Irving Oil. So they'd order 100,000 cubes of fuel and they're only getting 50,000 cubes of fuel. So the rationing is coming. Trying to get on the walking shoes and get out and get the fresh air again.
Shanks Mayor.
There you go.
You know a lot about it. Do you work in the industry yourself?
I kind of do. I work with ships and we have ships up in Foynes and stuff like that. So.
Okay.
But I'd be in contact with a lot of the fuel companies as well.
So it's coming?
It's coming. Unfortunately, it is coming.
How's Martin? Come here. What do you make of all this?
I don't mind them. They're protests, but if they block the refinery, everyone is going to suffer. Now, I'm not saying that we're suffering as it is, but I'm not sure it's a good move. They're blocking the entrance to the Ireland's only oil refinery. By doing this move, you'll shut down the fuel supply, i.e. to the stations, the filling stations in Ireland, and you'll also put people's jobs at risk.
But they're saying that there's jobs at risk because Micheál Martin isn't willing to play ball with them, and he's not looking at reducing the government aren't looking at reducing the carbon tax and doing
the government's take on fuel is 60%. if we wipe away 60%, where are the government going to get the 60% to run nanny state, i.e. the welfare state? Where's that? Where are they going to come up with that? The main problem is the man in the White House. There has been no demonstrations outside the American embassy. And they're the problem. That's where the problem started with them.
And what do you work as yourself? Are you a contractor or a haulier?
Haulier, yeah.
And do you have many trucks on the road?
Oh, it's small enough compared to a lot of them, but...
Since the outbreak of war, how much has your fuel increased?
30%, I suppose, minimum. Yeah, so it's a lot every month, like.
Do you feel the government haven't done anything? Because I know that the cuts that they gave...
So they're nearly wiped out at this stage.
Yeah.
From what they took off in 2 weeks ago. So they're eliminated at this stage, basically.
The lads, in fairness, that were here all day... Well, I suppose they weren't here all day. They were here at 4 or 5 o'clock, but... them lads came here and started the blockade, and they're after turning away a good few trucks, and they'll probably think that they'll come in at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, but they won't.
Micheál Martin is saying that this is wrong, that we should have free flowing access to fuel.
Sure, that's fair enough too. Let him think what he wants to think. He's not gonna say that he's wrong, in it, is he? He thinks he's right, but he's not. Like, understandably, there's a war, but our fuel doesn't come from there. Like, our fuel is coming from the North Sea, and it still seems to be fair enough. It's going up, but they're hiking it up to what they want to hike it up to.
You think it's a cartel, is it?
Oh, 100%, yeah. Sure, they're only making money for themselves. And
like 40% of the country's oil and heating kerosene come from here?
Yeah. Did you know? Not today and tomorrow or the next day. Until he'll start talking, we won't be moving.
Every time he's adding more tax onto us, and we're paying too much tax in everything, in our wages and diesel and everything, it's a total and utter disgrace. And the younger generation, the future of the country, he's given them no opportunity to get their feet off the ground.
Like, you see all the young fellas are here this evening, like, we're doing it for them especially, like, they're the young generation, like, you know. Like, how are they going to build a house where the price of things are gone, like, everything has gone up, like, you know. They can't succeed this, like. But, like, Micheál don't want to, he's not budging, he said today, like, so, if he's not budging, we're not budging, you know, simple out.
Yesterday evening at Whitegate, talking to hauliers, protesters, farmers and locals,